Okay, let's unpack this then. Our source introduces us to a company called Maui Garage Door and Gate Refinishing.
Right.
And they've apparently been serving Maui for over 13 years. Straight away, it kind of flags this key challenge: maintaining property in places that are beautiful, sure, but also tough on materials, like an island.
Yeah, and that's a critical point because island weather, it sounds idyllic, right? Sunshine, breezes. But in reality, it often means, well, a pretty relentless combination of things: high humidity, intense UV light, that corrosive salt air.
And wind too, I imagine.
Oh, definitely. Strong winds sometimes. And these aren't just, minor issues. They actively degrade wood surfaces way faster than in most other climates.
So you get warping, fading.
Warping, fading, cracking, finishes breaking down. It's this constant environmental stress. It's so specialized refinishing. It stops being a luxury. It's really a necessity if you want to protect your investment.
Absolutely. So, okay, with wood getting hammered like that, what does this company actually do? The document mentions their core services: staining, painting, and restoring wood surfaces.
Specifically, garage doors, entry doors, and gates.
Right, those specific things. And it really emphasizes this isn't just a quick fix or repair job.
Yeah.
It's framed more as a transformation, enhancing curb appeal, taking things from worn and weathered to beautifully renewed.
And I think that difference between just repair and restoration is pretty key here.
How so?
Well, when you talk about refinishing in a place like Maui, it suggests, more than just slapping on a new coat of paint.
Right, needs proper prep.
Exactly. It implies like a whole process. You've got to remove the old failing finish, deal with any rot or damage that's already there, then apply products specifically designed to handle those tough conditions.
Okay, so it's about longevity, not just looks.
Precisely. It's that specialized approach you need for the finish to actually last and protect the wood underneath. So it becomes, a real investment in the property's long-term health.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
And it seems they cater to quite a mix of people. The source lists everyday homeowners, condo owners, businesses.
And VRBO hosts, too.
Yeah, VRBO hosts vacation rental by owner, often people managing properties from afar. And that leads to something I found really interesting, kind of the aha moments maybe,
Okay.
is how they seem to build trust with this diverse group, especially their off-island clients. The source mentioned some pretty unique guarantees and ways they handle payment. We'll definitely circle back to that.
That does sound intriguing, especially the off-island aspect. Building trust remotely is always a challenge.
So as we kind of wrap up this deep dive, it feels clear that the way Maui Garage Door and Gate Refinishing operates, well, it gives us some really compelling insights, doesn't it?
Yeah, into how you thrive in a very specific, specialized market.
Their focus on staining, painting, restoring those wood surfaces, garage doors, entry doors, gates, it's not just about the skill, the craftsmanship.
No, it's deeply tied to understanding that unique environmental challenge we talked about. And if you connect that to the bigger picture, like the why choose us reasons mentioned in the source, they really show how businesses can build, well, resilience and trust.
Yeah, like the over 13 years of experience on Maui.
Right. And being locally owned and operated, those aren't just, marketing fluff.
No, they mean something practical.
Exactly. That deep local experience, it means they likely understand the specific materials used there, the different microclimates across the island even, and exactly what that island weather does over time.
Which lets them tailor the solution, presumably.
Precisely. They can apply solutions designed to actually help those structures withstand that constant environmental attack and, protect what's often a pretty significant investment for people.
And that's where their approach to customer assurance, their guarantees, becomes so powerful. Especially, like you said, for clients who aren't actually on the island.
That no money upfront policy.
Yeah, the document states it clearly. No money up front, and also that the work is guaranteed.
Think about that. If you're an absentee owner or anyone trying to manage maintenance from a distance, that's huge.
It's more than just convenient, right? It feels like a major trust signal.
Absolutely. It basically shifts the risk. It says, we're confident in our work. You don't pay until you're satisfied. That provides enormous peace of mind.
It's quite a bold move business-wise,
Yeah.
but it speaks volumes about their commitment, their confidence, and really understanding their clients, homeowners, condo owners, VRBO hosts, businesses, those off-island clients.
It caters to that specific need for reassurance.
So really what we've explored here isn't just about one company's services. It's almost a case study in specialized property preservation.
Yeah, tailoring craftsmanship to a unique climate, a unique style.
While using really solid business practices that build trust and protect the client's investment. And for anyone listening who might be looking for that kind of specialized care in Maui, the source does give their contact info.
Oh, good.
Yeah, the email is moigrashengate@gmail.com. And the phone number is 808-283-1099.
You know, this whole discussion raises a broader question for me.
Oh, yeah.
What does this specific business model, with its real emphasis on deep local knowledge, combine with these strong customer assurances, like the no money up front and the guarantee? What does that tell us about service industries more generally? Especially in, say, niche geographic markets, or when dealing with clients managing things remotely. How do those elements together maybe redefine the value proposition and reshape that whole relationship between the service provider and the client, particularly in these more challenging environments?